This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I have favorite roads. I have favorite blacktop roads. I have favorite dirt roads. I have favorite urban streets. And of course, I have favorite trails. And of course, what makes them favorite, and you probably would figure this out, but it's the plants that I'll see, or I hope to see on those roads or urban streets or trails. It'll be like, oh, let's hike up to that spring in the Chiricahuas. Maybe the veratrum's blooming. Or, you know, if we go down to the southern end of the Chiricahuas, maybe like swing into the Rucker to see if that cliff rose is full of seed. Or going up to Wilcox, on the back road to Wilcox, maybe that broom dahlia is blooming. In Tucson, sometimes the main route off of I-10 into town will be 4th Avenue and 6th Avenue. And I love looking at the landscapes in front of yards, you know, entering that town and admiring old mesquites or a home with ironwoods in front. And in those neighborhood streets, I think I can always tell where the native plant geeks live, because the plants seem to tumble out of their yards and onto the sidewalk. And I so love that. You know, if I need to get on the interstate, I-10, and head west to Tucson, to those to those marvelous 4th Avenue, 6th Avenue entrances into town, I drive on a stretch of two-lane blacktop that is full of wildflowers. Not seeded by humans, thank goodness, but crazy wildflowers along a road that cuts through a rocky, gravelly plain at the base of the Dragoon Mountains. It is a blast. Chocolate flower, blue flax, calilophus, blackfoot daisies, cota, cerciums, conoclinum, mist flower, you know, fleabanes. And if you can find a spot to pull off, it isn't as easy as it used to be, but if you can pull off, and you can wander away from the road and out onto that gravelly plain at the base of the Dragoons, you'll find a treasure trove of cool plants. Nolina texana, Yucca baccata, Rhus microphylla. I'm not kidding. Frangula californica, Ocotillo caliandra. Sometimes in May, I'll catch Pinstemon dazifilus blooming. Heart be still, right? I'm leaving a bunch of plants out, but one I wanted to tell you about that I see in there, a pretty common plant out there in that treasure trove of plants on that gravelly plain. There's this little woody plant called Dahlia formosa. I said little, but it can get 2-3 feet tall, but more likely 1 foot out there where I wander, okay? Common name, feather bush, feather plume. And it's so pretty when it's blooming and seeding small purple pea-like flowers. And the feather part of that common name comes from the hairs on the calyx, or the calyces. It has plumose calyces. So on these purple pea-like flowers, the top petal, the banner, is yellow. And I had read that it turns purple with age. So the yellow goes to purple, and the whole thing's purple. But maybe that yellow banner petal, it says open for business, and it turns purple only after being visited by a pollinator, right? Closed until further notice. I mentioned how pretty this dahlia is in flower and seed, you know, purple flowers and small gray feathers, those plumose calyces. It's beautiful, and the specific epithet formosa, Latin for beautiful. Dahlia, the genus, honors Samuel Dale, English physician, botanist, plant collector of the late 1600s and early 1700s. And I did say pea-like flowers, didn't I? Dahlia is in the pea family, Fabaceae. So Dahlia formosa has quite a range. Look for it on warm, gravelly, rocky slopes or mesas from, I'm not making this up, 2,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation, Arizona, New Mexico, over to West Texas, and of course, southward into Mexico. It blooms from April into June. So beautiful, so formosa. And hey, these borderlands are formosa too. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.